Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. It is draft day. Coming up later on tonight, we will find out. I think we already know. It will be Cam Ward, the new Titans quarterback out of Miami. We'll hear his name called. I believe the commissioner will say Cameron, and he will walk across the stage and be a member of the Two-Tone Blue. To talk more about Cam Ward, we say hello now to Coach Lance Guidry. He was the defensive coordinator at Miami with Cam Ward last year, now at LSU. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Doing good.
Well, thanks so much for doing this today. You saw Cam Ward last year in practice every day. What are the Titans potentially getting in this young man?
Well, I'm a huge fan. I think he's a stud. He's an ultimate competitor. I think he has a chip on his shoulder, you know, just kind of his route of getting to this position that he's in. Of course, he started off as a FCS quarterback, and then he ended up going to Washington State, and then ended up coming to us at Miami, and just got a chip on his shoulder, man. He's out there to prove himself every day. You know, just going against him at practice and watching him in the game, I think he's got great awareness. He's got like an extra sense, knowing when to move in the pocket. He feels things around him really well. So he never gets too up or too down. A bad play is not going to define him, and he knows that. So he's like got a real short-term memory. So he can change a game around like from one series to the next or one quarter to the next. I don't think he'll play a bad game. Of course, some games will be better than others, but he's unbelievable. He's the best one I've been around for sure.
Coach, what are some things that he does to, you know, frustrate a defense? I mean, I know you were trying to scheme against him in practice, but what are some things that NFL defensive coordinators are going to have to look out for?
Well, I think he does a good job of understanding what people do. He's got an extra sense. Just when you're trying to show him a post safety and you might roll out of it and try to play some type of trap defense, he always finds a way to slip that ball in there in that hole shot. He sees the tight, tight windows. He can get it in there. He changes his arm angles when he needs to. I think the biggest thing he does, though, is his ability to move in the pocket and extend plays, because we didn't have any, like, necessarily fast receivers, anybody that could take the top off. But he made them so much better than they were, I thought. Of course, we had a really good tight end. He's going to be able to take what y'all have there, I think, and really make it better. Now, it's going to be a learning curve. We know that from one game to the next, from going to college to NFL. But I do think he's the type of kid that's going to put in all the work he needs to. And when things do break down, he's a guy that can move in the pocket. He's not going to just be a statue there, which is also really good.
We're talking to former Miami defensive coordinator Lance Guidry, who's now at LSU, who faced Cam Ward in practice every day. And, Coach, I got to think that you probably threw everything at Cam Ward in practice and spring and fall camp and everything. What was that like doing that? And when you did that and he's able to kind of figure out what's going on, I think you talked about being impressed by him, but I'm sure you threw everything at him, right, in camp?
Yeah, because, you know, when you install things, and we installed our whole defense, and when we went up against him in the spring, we wasn't full force, but in fall camp, we were. We had all our pieces throughout the season. We started getting beat up a little bit, but, of course, we didn't go against each other as much as we did in fall camp. But in fall camp, I mean, from playing post safety, we're playing cover three, to man free, to blitzing with no rat, to playing split safety, whether you're playing quarters to one side, two to the other, or bringing all-out pressure and dropping guys underneath things. He's seen it all. You catch him one time, maybe, but the next time you're not going to catch him again. So I think he's a student of the game. His intelligence is really, really high. And sometimes he just takes what's there, too. He's not always greedy, but he definitely throws balls that are catchable in man coverage to the outside to give his receivers a chance. So I think he's a complete package. I really do.
What was it like? I'm sure there's some times, Coach, when you frustrated him in practice, what was his attitude like? Because I've heard so much about his attitude. I'm like, all right, just pick yourself up, go again. Did you see that good attitude when things did not go his way?
He's got a personality of a defensive player to me. he'll talk a little bit of trash to you, especially when things are going good. And when you get him, he'll kind of smile. And but then when he's going off the field, he's pissed off, and he's going to come back and get you. I promise you he's going to do that. So, yeah, I love his attitude. He's a guy that defensive players, I think, want to play for as well because they feel like he's going to give you a chance. So I think he's going to be a great teammate, and I think he's a great fit with anybody.
Well, Coach, I know we're looking forward to having him here, you know, if that is the pick. I think we all know that it's going to be the pick. But what are you doing at LSU now? How excited are you for that?
I'm good, man. I'm back home, so I'm a Louisiana boy. So I'm going to coach the outside backers. So I get to coach Harold Perkins, which is really exciting because he's, you know, I expect him to go high in the draft next year. So, you know, we it's just good to be home. I'm a defensive analyst here, so I'll have some analyst job as well with Coach Baker. And, you know, I know a lot of these guys that are on staff, so it's a good fit for me and my family and not too far away from my hometown, so I'm excited.
Well, I know it's going to be great. Welcome to the SEC. Thanks so much for doing this today. We appreciate your insight, and we'll do it again soon.
Yes, sir, and good luck to y'all.
Thank you very much. Coach Lance Guidry joining us here on the program. Was the defensive coordinator at Miami last year with Cam Ward. Went up against him every day in practice. Good to get that perspective.